Blog Talk Radio. in the days when I was a teenager, brother, I had tons of brown sugar.
For real.
That's right. You act like you don't believe me.
Nah.
Oh, shoot, brother. You should have been around in those days. Those were the good old days.
Yeah.
That's
what
right.
What brown sugar you talking about?
I'm not talking about the brown sugar you buy in the supermarket, brother. I'm talking about the real brown sugar.
All right, pop.
Okay. See you. Hey, you going to the same place I'm going to, brother. That's all right, then. Cool.
Yes, yeah, yeah, home,
your home, baby. And as a matter of fact, a bunch of them itching for you to scratch them. I'm trying to hide them with them. I'm trying to come with the rest. And I'm gonna make it known, cause I want them to know. Everybody wants to know what's going down. Babe, I know you've seen this before. Maybe I can make a storm. Maybe I can help them stay. They don't know that I'm your man. Everybody wants to treat me so cold, but I know I love you and you love me. There's no other love for you.
Yeah. Yo, so I only paid you occasional. I'm raising you other than those invading you, pushing up, persuading you with conversations that consist of solicitation, forced information. See, I deal with sophistication, swift and lobster style. You see me dressed up proper in crocodiles, clock around. I leave alone unofficials, it's not your style. My inner vision is just plush life living. Me escaping this inner city prison, raping our women, it's causing havoc. Waking bonds that birth marriage. This earth was once lavish, now it's coach left for a savage. Mind, I tech mind, respect mind, less connect. Project, flex, wet sex, the wine all the time. The firm staff on the climb. Now it's the trio, D'Angelo, AZ, and Primo. You know how we go. We go from affiliation. 9-6.
Gonna do now is go back.
Everybody move your body. All right. Good evening, good evening, good evening, ladies, gentlemen, poets, kings, and queens. Welcome to Epiphany Radio's King and Queen's Quarters, a For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight we are talking about the power of poetry. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300, and press 1 if you would like to be heard. I'm your host, Queen Edwina Simmons, and I'm joined by my co-host, the King himself, King Atterbury. How are you doing tonight, King?
What's good? I'm feeling good tonight. You know what I'm saying? Fabulous vibes. You set the airways on fire. I'm in the building tonight.
Yes.
I'm excited to you, man. Yeah.
I feel you. We're rocking out tonight. Before we get started, I just want to give a little shout out to our illustrious CEO, author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet, and our sponsor, Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? I got mine going. How about you, King?
No doubt. I'm always rocking my joint. You know what I mean? Can't live without it.
Yes, the energy is crazy when I have these on. That is great to hear. I am flying high. I'm happy to hear that the weather is finally breaking a little bit. We're getting a little bit of sunshine. And that Jhené joint had me really thinking about warm weather.
Hey, that's peace all the way.
So, the power of poetry. I know that most of our callers can come into this conversation from a lot of different perspectives. What about poetry gives you power? What is powerful about poetry? And so on and so forth. What's your perspective on the power of poetry, King?
My perspective on the power of poetry is knowing what you're doing, feeling the vibe, the sensations, just being able to create at will. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Looking at the world,
Definitely.
Checking society, what's going on. You know what I'm saying? And just willing things to happen.
Absolutely. I love that answer. I definitely love that. So, by any chance, do you have a piece that you'd like to open up with for us tonight?
Show enough.
All right. Show enough. When you're ready, the mic is yours.
This piece I title, Something in the Water. Swimming in and out of tide of energy facing the enemy. Forces of darkness on land plant seeds is blasphemy. How many will stand with me to fight against that arm? It's not only myself that's in danger. Come here, join the party. The everyday struggle, walking through puddles of madness. I see without my glasses, distorted auras look like rations. Discipline enhanced to a level, these mental devils, refusing to ever settle, my activism is a rebel. Speak words into existence. My fruition is strong. Even as a poem, it lasts long against the wrong. Create parables for others who are awakened on the drive. As the universe provides a changing ride inside our mind. Silence from the divine keep me aligned with mankind. Kick society in the ass one time for Father Time. Go back to all my scriptures within my mental fixture. Lead a brigade outside of mixtures in all races. Get the picture?
Oh, snap. You're setting it off on fire tonight. I love that piece. All right. You said creating parables for others. I like that. It's like saying that you are paving the way with your artwork and your creativity for others that might be able to relate to it. That piece is definitely on point. I love that.
Thank you, Wayne. Appreciate that.
You're very welcome. And as for me,
you got something
if
in
I had
I think you got something in the chamber.
Oh, definitely. As far as the power of poetry, I'm learning that the power of poetry is like the power of the tongue, the power of almost the power of life and death, not to be dramatic, you know. But, you know, your words mean so much, and when they're put into a way that is a creative and natural expression of yourself and what you're going through. Like you said, it's a parable. It holds up a hopefully well-drawn-out image that someone else can relate to and vibe off of. That's how I'm feeling about
it.
Okay. All right. The piece that I have is piece that I wrote that I really would like to share, and it may not be exactly on the topic of the power of poetry, but it's just definitely about expressing myself in a natural form. So this piece doesn't have a title. I wish that when you listen to love songs, it'd be me you had your mind on. I'd be wrong. I'm not that kind of wife. I'm only married to your strife. This ain't a life. We live as rivals. This isn't love. This is survival. It's how we've learned to equalize, to cope, to find our feet. We idolize what civilized unison is supposed to be, but to hear you sing, it seems like something's missing here, my love. I'm here, so it can't be me. I wonder what you're thinking of. With your heart out and your eyes closed, I listen as you croon. A longing lost, a belly deep, a howling at the moon. Longing for a loss, it seems, an absence from another day. I'm listening and I'm longing too. I'm just 10 steps away. Afraid that if I interrupt, I'll only crush your dreams. Reaching out to feel your touch, you never opened your eyes to see. I believe you're singing love songs for somebody else, because while you sing along to love songs, I'm dancing by myself. Imagining I've lost myself in the crux of someone's arms. Imagining the tears in my eyes are merely brilliant stars. You don't just listen, sing along to love songs. Your soul croons, a howling at the moon, while I slow dance to the same love songs just in the other room. And that's that piece.
Oh my God, Queen. That was deep and that was dope. I mean,
thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
That's the basic point. You're welcome.
Thank you.
I love
it. I appreciate
you always have those. You always have those nice pieces of poems. You know what I mean? Like, just make you want to breathe on it. Yeah, I mean.
I appreciate that. Yeah. But I feel like that's what I love about poetry so much, is whatever you're feeling, you can express it in a way that is deeper than, you know, it goes a lot deeper than the words. It's like spreading an emotion and a vibration, you know?
Right.
Feel me. Gotta feel me.
Yeah, I feel you all the way.
You feel me?
I feel you. We on the throne.
I love it.
We on the throne.
Yes, we are. Absolutely. So, King, are you ready to bring on some of our great callers to discuss the power of poetry tonight?
No doubt. Let's bring them in. Bring them in.
Okay.
We're going to go
all right, before. Okay.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hey, I'm first. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Hey.
Okay. King and Queen, how y'all doing tonight? Wow.
We are doing. How are you tonight, La Perla Negra?
I'm good. I'm good. I was trying to figure out a piece to spit for y'all because I really didn't write anything. But I found something. Mm-hmm. But y'all pieces, speaking of pieces, man. Why do every time I call into one of the other shows aside from mine, the bar is set so high? Y'all just come out blazing the mic.
Oh, I appreciate it.
Now I got the trail behind, coughing and rubbing my eyes in the smoke that you leave behind.
No. There's never been a room that La Perla Negra has stepped in that she did not shut it down. I know it's going down.
Oh,
I know it's going down.
Oh, thank you. Oh, man.
Well, definitely.
Wow.
Yes.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Definitely.
Mm-hmm. Tonight we are discussing the power of poetry in La Perla Negra. And what is your interpretation? Mm. How do you interpret that, the power of poetry?
Ooh, let me tell you something about poetry and the art of spoken word. Life is created and it can also be destroyed through the power of poetry. It is so powerful. It's everything is expressed through it. You can see the colors, you can hear the sounds, you can smell the smells, you can feel the heartbeats in between the lines of the people, the poets that are expressing it. You can feel the tears falling on your skin from them, and you can see the smiles. They light their smiles can light you up all through poetry. Poetry is everything to me, man. It's life itself. I'm trying to tell you, man.
You see what I mean? You made that into that was a little piece in and of itself. You're talking about you didn't.
Oh.
Come on. I love that answer. That was absolutely beautiful. I love that.
Thank you.
That's informative information.
Well, that's how the power of poetry affects me.
Yes, it does. I love that answer. I really do. So,
thank you.
The Perla Negra, I know you brought a bit. Even though you said you didn't write anything, I know in that collection of yours you have something great that you'd love to share with us.
I got a little something. I got a little something for you.
All right, perfect. So when you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you. All right, this is called No Direction for Careless Whispers. I would smile for you. But my heart is broken, and my tears make my hands too slippery to gather and hold the pieces to put it back together. I can still breathe for now, but I can't see where to go or who to reach for. Because when you used to tell me that nothing felt more like home to you than my heart, I was safe. Then you just tossed me to the wolves and vacated it. I have no guidance. I'm so lost without you. You once asked me, how do you go back to being strangers with one who's seen your soul? I didn't have an answer for that then. Now I know it is impossible. But what I really need to know is how do you find your smile after the one who just makes you smile for no reason when you look at them took all your tender kisses and turned them into careless whispers. Now I can't breathe because I'm drowning in tears that I have no choice but to tend to on my own while I expect myself to go on. You once gave my meager existence such life, and everything was so clear. Now that you're gone, my own heart doesn't even recognize me. So every day I'll cry until I don't want to cry anymore, but my heart is broken. And that's that piece.
Did you say, how do you go back to being strangers with one that seen your soul? That is a question
yeah.
of all questions. I guess
oh,
you're
yeah.
right. You
That's
can't go
real.
Back to a space like that. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh. That was powerful. Definitely feeling mm-hmm. the power of poetry.
Yeah, thank you.
Yes. Thank you so much for that piece. Oh,
you're
that was amazing.
Welcome. Thank you.
Listen,
yes. It's amazing how you can make heartbreak seem so beautiful. It's heartbreaking and brutal, beautiful at the same time. So amazing how you do that. I love it so much. That was beautiful.
Wow, thank you. Oh my goodness. I might have to use that in somewhere in one of my books. Might have to put that in there. It's amazing how you can make heartbreak so beautiful. Oh man.
Yes.
I love that.
Yeah, I'm like definitely a well deserved compliment. Well, probably it was so nice talking to you tonight, and you know we always love the support and the love and definitely the beautiful poetry. So we're going to it seems that we may have let Kalinda take the night off since, you know, she's been under a lot of stress with the guys. But Roberto is back there and he's feeling very kind and generous on this Monday night. He has plenty of things for you to enjoy. And we're going to let you go on back to the lounge. It was great talking to you.
I might flirt a little bit.
You might. All right. Do your thing, like I say.
Hey, we got somebody else back there.
Who's that?
Who else is back there?
Who's I'm not sick here.
You know, Khadija, she been out sick. So, you know, I got this stuff called Steph. So we got Steph from the Jet.
Oh,
Steph from the Jet.
Okay.
Yeah, Steph from the Jet. So she's all about her business. And she handles her hands. I mean,
I'll go introduce myself. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
But at the same time, LaPearl, what you got going on in the Tiffany Universe?
Oh, all right. Well, alternating Saturday nights with Poetic, I am in Poetic Therapy, where I co-host with Stan the Man Phillips. And that is a place where you can come and release some mental stress through some open mic poetry and some healthy conversations. Wednesday night, I am one half host of the Love Zone, where I co-host with my sex user, Ms. VIP. Now, the topic is up in the air, but I'm sure whatever we come up with, y'all going to love it. So y'all come on by Wednesday night and get caught up in the Love Zone. Back to you, King and Queen.
I will be there, definitely. Wonderful.
All right. All right.
That's what's up. You know, have some drinks and all that, and, you know, get some of that feel good. You know what I mean?
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
This is going to be one time more time. You know what I mean? So,
hey.
All
right. That's what's up.
Yeah.
Right. One love, one life.
One love, one mic.
All right.
Oh, that was great. LaPearl and Negra, Tiffany's own. Oh, my gosh. I love her pieces so much. She is such a great poet.
She definitely
starting it off on fire tonight.
Uh-huh.
I can't get over that line.
Let's bring this next call in.
All right, let's do that.
C-Double?
Yes, it is. How are you, King Atterbury?
Hi,
how are you? And Queen Simmons, how are you doing?
I am well. Thank you so much for calling in to us tonight. How are you?
I'm doing well, and I'm glad people are not calling you Gene Simmons because, you know, you do not need to stick your tongue out with blood.
Oh, no. Or the baggy or whatever. No, that is.
Yeah, and you don't need to rock and roll all night and party every day. No, we don't need that.
No, definitely.
You're Queen Simmons.
No relation.
Let's get it straight. Let's get that straight.
Right.
Okay. Okay.
No relations at all. You are.
So, what was your topic?
Our topic is power of poetry. It is National Poetry Month, so we're just discussing and sharing some of our favorite pieces, just discussing how powerful poetry is in our lives. How do you feel about that?
I guess I must be a maniac brainiac quick as a game. I'm the lyrical Jesse James, you know.
All right, now.
Nothing King Atterbury knows exactly where that comes from.
Where does that come from? Are you with us, King? Okay.
Sorry about that.
So do you know where that line is from? What was that line again, C-Double?
Maniac, brainiac, quick as a game. I'm the lyrical Jesse James.
Oh, you already know. Power.
I can't place it.
Yeah, because, you know, it's getting kind of hectic over here.
I should know. C-Double is the master of mixing poetry with some of our pieces, and I so love to swing by your Facebook page and just see some of your creations. It's always been great, and I love the collab that you've done with the rest of the Epiphany family. I just want to give you a shout-out and thank you for that.
Hey, I had to include y'all two into it because y'all inspire me. All of you inspire me, so I just thank you.
Thank you. We thank you back. So, did you bring a piece of poetry to share with us?
Yeah, I was.
Did you bring a piece that you wanted to share?
Yeah, I was going through a whole bunch of mine, and I'm going to go with this one. It's called Seven Wives.
Can't wait to hear that one. When you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you. Seven Wives. The government had my signature on paper twice. In God's eyes, I've been married seven times. Consummation by infiltrating an ejaculation in the portals between women's thighs. I was surprised as the Holy Spirit told me this unknown notion. I was chasing idols I put in the place of God. Didn't know I was wrong except the shacking up part and confusing sex, calling it love, and seeing them giving their bodies at the ultimate sacrifice. I mean, it felt like my imaginary perception of paradise. I surrendered my masculinity because it felt good as it fed a need. Fulfilled my greed, yet blinded my vision. I couldn't see the witchcraft, the manipulation that made me tame. I didn't flee from my youthful lust. My favorite quote was, "I think you're the one." Logical thinking gave way to emotions established by estrogen growing and my testosterone gone for a while. Supposed to be a king but walked as a pawn. I gave my control to inner serpents on purpose for queen worship. Took more bended knees than boys to men in Kaepernick with Afro picks. Acting like ladies of rage and Afro puffs, and I couldn't stand up to being wrong because they snatched my balls. Had no standards and no discipline, so they took advantage and gave disrespect. They got what they wanted by giving me sex. Every time I said yes with tongue out and bated breath like a dog, sopping up vomit, calling how I love them all as honorable. Let's be honest, I'm responsible for ignoring the God of host call. I was thirsty and desperate. I attracted those who weren't meant for me, all because the sex was good. I begged them to never leave me alone, but I should have never gave them access to my throne. So many years of nails deep in my throat. My last wife has been the best of all. Coming up on 17 years and sent by God, she gave me substance instead of fluff. And she would be a fool to give me a divorce. I'm so much better than I was before. I wear this graphic t-shirt proudly, the definition of a gentleman. No more putting women on pedestals. I now set the course as a man of God, being the king I'm created to be. It took seven times to correct my destiny. Could have been 11, but I wasted life seeds and prophylactics and target practice. That's the piece.
Sheesh. You raised it. Life, that last line. Wow. Put a bow on that one. That was amazing. Oh, my gosh.
You said that one, bro. He said,
I was chasing idols that I put in the place of God. People don't realize that's what you're doing a lot of times with casual. Yeah, yes, that piece said it all. Oh, my gosh, that was amazing, C-Double.
Well, it's a true story, and I'm hoping somebody learns from it. That's all I can say.
Absolutely. That is the power of it, is to speak your testimony and to share it in hopes that someone else can either learn from it, it can resonate with them, or, you know, inspire them to make better choices. I definitely see that as powerful. Thank you so much for sharing that with us.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thanks for having me on the show.
Appreciate you.
You're welcome. Yeah. Anytime.
All right. One love, one mic to the both of you.
All right. One love, one mic.
That was dope.
That really was.
So,
that was C-Double 34 music. Oh my gosh, he did an amazing job. it's really, you know what I like? That even so far with just the four, so far, the poems that we sang, you can see that how dynamic a person's individual perspective can be on the same topic. I love that about spoken words. It's definitely true.
True.
Yeah. Are you ready to bring in another caller?
No doubt. Indeed. Here we go. Caller, you're on
good
the
evening.
Air. What's good?
Well, hello, everyone. Ms. VIP, how are you?
Good evening, Ms. VIP. How are you? We're doing great.
I'm good, Queen.
It's great to hear your voice tonight.
Thank you. Nice topic.
Well, Ms. VIP, it is great to hear from you tonight. And as you heard, our discussion is on the power of poetry. What do you think makes poetry powerful?
Well, I put my piece, but poetry is almost like the word. You know, the power of the tongue is also the power of poetry. You can speak life or death. You know, the positive and negative is always, you know, one balances out the other or checks the other. And I just love, you can murder somebody in poetry. You can bring them to life. You can be in love with them, and you can hate them. You know what I mean? So it is a lot of things. It encompasses almost every emotion, every condition there is. So that's what I think.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Very well said. Love your perspective. Thank you so much. I think you have a piece that you'd like to share with us also. Is that right?
I do. It's a little piece.
Okay.
It's untitled.
Okay. Well, when you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you so much. Welcome, one and all. I am Professor VIP. No, you need not know what that means. I am here to open up a world of metaphors, nouns, adjectives, adverbs, a world of hopes and dreams. I'm going to teach you poetry. First, it's your thoughts, experiences of life. It doesn't have to rhyme all the time. See what I did there? But what poetry has to do is touch the mind, and your heart and soul will follow if it's deep enough. There are some pitfalls to poetry. The genres are many. Poetry can incite feelings of anger or can arouse you sexually. It can be wholesome or riddled with conceit. But keep in mind, poetry isn't just words. Poetry has power to change the world or destroy it. It even speaks life or death. When you recite, enunciate each word, speak with power or passion, then drop the mic. My love for poetry is strong. This is why I love to teach. It means a lot to me, especially to those I can reach. And that's that piece.
If you touch the mind, the heart and soul will follow, ... if it's deep enough. Like that part. That was definitely well said, piece. Oh, my gosh. Love it.
Thank you.
Your voice always is like the flame of light. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Thank you.
Very focused. I mean, work. Got me fidgeting in my
so
throne. You know?
I should fidget it, huh? Oh, it's VIP, while we have you on the line, would you like to let us know what you have going on in the Epiphany Universe?
Oh, absolutely. As before mentioned by my diva, La Perla Negra, we are in the Lover Zone every Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And, you know the topic isn't up yet, but it will be soon. And y'all going to come through and have some good talk, some good poetry, you know what I mean? And every other Friday, I do Express Your Vibe. And it's open mic. You just come in as you are, whatever you're feeling, spit on it. And that's it. Yes.
All right. I love that. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for coming through and supporting and sharing that beautiful piece. Well, we know that backstage is nice and calm. The music is great. The vibes are wonderful. We're going to send you back and join Daniela.
All right. Thank you so much. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Oh, whoa, she always takes some powerful, straight punches in the gut the way she spits her pieces. I love it. I love it so much.
Odell, you know, it's like her and Danielle, they like the dynamic duo, female dynamic duo. They just have that voice.
Yeah, they do.
I mean, from the King's side, it's like.
All right. Yeah.
You know,
I see what you mean, King. I definitely see what you mean.
King, I forget about you now. You know what I'm saying? Like, but we need to say that for.
Definitely.
But hey, we're going to jump into this other caller and see what's really, really, really good.
All right.
Caller,
good evening
on
and welcome to
Kelly.
Hello. My name is Not a Poet. I think I've called before.
Not a Poet. Couldn't be one of my favorites. Good evening to you. How are you tonight?
I'm fine. How are you guys?
You're doing
good.
Great.
Good morning.
Yes, we are. So, I am Not a Poet. What is it, your perspective on the power of poetry? This poetry month we are discussing. You know, what poetry means to each of us. What's your perspective on the power of poetry?
Honestly, for me, it's life. So when I'm going through something, when I write, it makes whatever I'm going through less traumatic. And I've had some traumatic experiences. So poetry allows me to release my pain and feel normal for a little while. And the more times I release my pain, the less significant the pain is, in other words. So for me, it's life. I don't know what I would do. Like, I would probably just be killing people.
Oh,
be bad.
Oh, man. I know that feeling. Not a little premeditated, but I know that feeling.
Right.
And you definitely channel it very well. Oh, my gosh. I love your answer. Thank you. You were saying. Well, did you bring a piece that you'd like to share with us tonight? I'm Not a Poet.
I do. It's short and sweet, and it won't take long, so
okay.
I'm ready when you are.
All right, when you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you. When I first became infected with you, you kept me up late with simile-filled night sweats. I would toss and turn while you filled my head with lyrical phrases and oddball comparisons that could only exist in your infectious grasp. Night after night, I would write, toiling away in the moonlight, hoping for a good outcome and maybe a relief for all the things flying in my head. When I first became infected with you, I had to fan the tiny flame you ignited in me. Now heat rises from my feverish body like from the summer sidewalk in Vegas. The open mics feed the poetry virus in me and make me strong. They encourage the virus to move from my head to my heart to my voice. My body shivers and shakes from the chills, the constant rapid wordplay, I swear. Why didn't I stay home? Why didn't I think the spoken word would do anything except make the poetry virus spread? Why would I think I would be immune to the strand known as spoken word? How could I escape the infectious power of your delivery? Now I have two different strands. Will I survive? What could I have done to prevent this? I know I should have washed my brain with soap and water, disinfected my ears, wrapped my heart in PPE, anything to keep even the most microscopic metaphors from burrowing into my subconscious, making me want to spit, making me want to write poetry. Why can't I quit you? In peace.
No way.
All right.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh,
that was amazing.
The way that you painted a picture of, like, almost being possessed by this need to be drawn to a page, you painted that so beautifully. Thank you so much. That was so dope. I loved it.
Thank you.
Paint a picture.
Yes, you did. Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for coming through and showing support. We love to hear from you. We're here every Monday night. Is there anything that you have going on and that you're building as you're growing your poetic voice and you're becoming more accustomed to the mic?
Thank you for the opportunity to share. I really appreciate it.
You're very welcome. All right.
All right. Definitely on fire till tonight. I mean, in the royal palace. You know what I mean?
Yes, it is. Whew. She blows. She blows every single time. I hear her on some of the other nights, and she owns her voice. That was "I Am Not a Poet." Great work. Definitely great work. All right.
You want to open up the call?
Okay.
518, you on the air. What's up?
What's going on, King Atterbury? What's going on, Queen Kevin?
What's up? What's
Even
good?
Is this my favorite King trick?
he's like, what's up? It's me. It is I.
Yeah.
It is Mojave.
Great to hear you tonight, Mojave. How are you?
I am chilling. What's going on, King?
Yeah. I'm chilling, bro. You know what I'm saying? I'm in the zone tonight. You know what I'm saying? The queen is right here next to me, so I'm always in the zone. You know what I mean?
Definitely. We're out here.
We out here.
Yes, we are. All right. Yes. So, Mojave, I would love to hear your perspective on what you think the power of poetry lies.
My perspective on the power of poetry?
Yes.
Oh, okay. The power of poetry is powerful, playful, poetic, past. Punctual appreciation, but prominent in all ways.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so enough of that alliteration.
Yeah.
No, the power of poetry is it's the ability to shift energy, space, universe, time, light, distance.
Mm-hmm.
The power of poetry possesses the ability of the spirit to bring people closer together as well as separate them. It's the ability to speak peace where there is war, and to create war when there's a need to send the peace. Poetry is in itself powerful for just the way that people are able to actually push forth from their hearts the deepest parts of their souls and their minds in order to create a place where all can come in to enjoy the words that feed mind, body, and soul. That's all for sure.
Very, very well said. I love that. You know, you had to break it down to the very last compound. I appreciate that about you, Mojave. Thank you. I love that. I loved your answer. Thank you so much. Did you happen to bring a piece of one of those very beautiful poetry that you have? Did you bring any pieces to share with us tonight?
I think I might have something. I can try it. Try it out. What's
okay.
That? I'm just trying to figure out where the thing is that I wanted to use, but I'm not sure where it went. But hold on. Is that too loud? Let me know if that's
a little lower.
How's that?
That's good. Yeah.
Okay. Is the way that I fall into the ocean of your eyes, the way that clouds move across skies, how the zephyr of wind pushes the muscles of my cheeks to grin, how our stare removes everyone from our glare, and it's you and I just standing here. You are water and air. Before you sight, I am bare. You pour into me the sight, intention, love, and light, so I may see you clear in the darkest night. I pour into you bright invention, love, might, to cover you. Into my arms I hold tight. Our bodies are marionettes to what we get, acting on spirit, giving all to let our souls intersect and collect in actions greater than sex. These lips be of soul sweat and connect across the blessing of undressing, spirit unfolding the lessons of pleasure, spirit raising the temperature, heat generating from bodies, sweet measure, these strings pulling us into each other, moving beneath covers. We choose the efforts of lovers and make each other sing. How you speak peace to my soul, I bear myself, grit hard, tears of joy come to my eyes to feel you so deeply within my spirit, vulnerable, yet loved, respected. The whispers that are love letters written, nestled between your breasts to hear your heartbeat, to cover and comfort. What is life without love? What is to stand in the sight of your beloved? And I want to have a whole love language spoken through our eyes. There are parts of you that need loving. Show you your virtue. Show you your value. Create peace, loving kindness. There are places I want to go where wet dreams cascade and are made. My mind's eye skinny dipping, naked, full transparency. I want to have the full understanding of you. Do what you ask. Task my touch. Shift into fifth gear on the clutch, but move in slow motion. No pill or potion that speaks to the beauty of you. I've learned to love you through affection, seen as perfect. We all have flaws. We seesaw through life, peaks and valleys. The alleys that I travel are dirty. But you make me clean. For what it seems, I take my heart and put it on my sleeve so that you can see yourself clearly. Home.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Every time you read, I just want to swoon. Love it. Oh.
You be laying it down, bro. I got to admit
that.
Big rocking behind it.
Yes. You're going to have to add another nickname to your moniker. It's going to be Mr. Make 'em Swoon.
Oh, my gosh.
That's what we're going to call you now. Every time. Powerful stuff. I love that. Awesome job. So, Mojave, I love it. You know, I'm definitely a fan. I definitely love your work. And while we have you on the line, do you want to let us know what you have coming up in the Epiphany Radio universe?
Well, tomorrow we're supposed to have War Council, but I'm going to have to talk to Dan and the Big Boss, Big Boss Man,
Because I have this series, like I'm doing these series of workshops, poetry workshop at school,
mm-hmm.
and I have to I have to be at the school, and I just I thought their login time was like 10 o'clock, but they were like, no, it's 8 o'clock, so I might have to travel early, so that might preempt my show, maybe. I'm just trying to figure it out. Unless I could figure out something before that, but the problem is that you got kids, so you got to worry about the kids.
Yeah.
You got to do things with the kids.
Yeah.
So everything has to work around that, and so
exactly.
So depending on how that works. If I have to do more kid stuff, then I'm gonna have to preempt the show because at that time that literally I would be doing the show, I'll be traveling. So I don't know. We'll have to figure it out. But the following week, we're doing 100% 2.0. We're doing, when black men speak about poetry to women, it's going to be, it's going to be pretty dope. You know, Mr. Witz, Dwayne Foote, a.k.a. The Lone Wolf, and another special guest I have coming. It's going to be pretty dope. Pretty Filthy, Wet the Floors, Wear Your Water Shoes, Get Your Towels, all that stuff.
Bring your water shoes and get your towels. I know that's right. It's definitely stage driven.
Yeah.
Love it. Thank you so much.
All right. Bro, definitely got to come through, man, one day and bring Lord Atterbury with me, man. You know?
Don't fool around. Listen. We'd be more than happy to have Lord Atterbury come through. That's what we were,
Lord Atterbury is a whole different beast. You know what I mean?
All right, now.
Oh, you come through with all the metaphors, all the metaphors into headlines. You do what you make it do. You do all that. You wait for it. Come on.
Thank you. I appreciate you, man.
Definitely. Love it. Thank you so much. Thank you for the support, and thank you for calling
you
in tonight. Beautiful piece. Oh, my gosh. Well, we are going to send you backstage to join La Perla Negra, Miss VIP, I'm Not a Poet, and C-Double backstage.
Okay.
Don't forget Steph
from the project. I mean,
Steph from the text and Roberto.
Steph from the text.
Oh, God. All right. Thank you so much for calling in tonight. We'll have you on. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
All right, good night. Okay.
Yeah, bro, definitely something to do.
Yeah, we need some of those towels now. Right now.
So what's that? We're
love
it. We're going to see them to the station identification.
Okay. And welcome back to King and Queen's Quarter. Now, Tiffany.
Yo, what up?
Tiffany Radio. Yes, indeed. Welcome back, King. How are you?
I'm feeling good tonight. I'm feeling good. You know what I'm saying? These poets are definitely setting the bar high. The vibe, frequencies, the dope poetry is definitely in.
Yes.
it is, and so dynamic, so many dynamic voices. And you know what else is wonderful? To hear so many poets, like, as they evolve and become, you know, start to own their voice. I know for myself, it's been difficult to, like, own my own poetic voice in a world with so many bomb poets. But I like to see everyone's evolution as we all grow and find our own feet and our voice. And it's a beautiful thing to watch. Poetry is very powerful. And I love that everyone is stepping up to discuss that with us tonight. Well, when you are ready, King, it is. You ready to bring on another caller?
Oh, sure indeed. That caller is waiting in the way.
All right.
Shannon, I go. Good
evening.
What it do? What it do? Baby, baby.
Oh, it is the boss.
What's
man. Good
on,
evening.
Good
we
evening.
Are doing great.
Hey, Trina.
Yes.
What it do?
What
my
it
Kryptonian
do, baby,
brother,
baby.
Joel, what it do?
It's all good. It's all good. You know what I mean? Being in the building, we on the show with the talent.
Yes.
I'm loving the vibe, ladies and gentlemen.
Very beautiful, and everyone is sharing their own perspectives on the power of poetry. I'm not sure if you've been listening, but they've really been, I think, that Jen have been equally as poetic, almost as poetic
yes,
as the poems themselves,
been.
Everyone. Yes, they
mm-hmm.
have. So,
mm-hmm.
putting you in the hot
I
seat, what do you feel about it?
Oh, wow. Yeah, I've been listening. I heard Miss Pearlie do her thing. It was very poetic, just her dissertation in the beginning before she
yes.
did a piece. And my brother C. Double, you know, I want to mm-hmm. finish the rest of his name. I always mess it up. What's up, my brother? But yeah, it's been very instrumental. You know, let me tell you this. Poetry, and you speak about the power of poetry. Man, it's within the power of poetry. I believe it gives different powers to the individual, many different mm-hmm. powers. It lifted me up. Poetry
yes.
is therapeutic. It's medicinal.
Mm-hmm. It's
funny. It's so funny how most poets are, somebody help me out. This is word. They internalize things. There are people that keep to themselves on a normal basis. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah.
There you go, Trina. Thank you. Most poets that I've met are introverts. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
For poetry, just like Michael Jackson getting on the stage and letting loose and becoming that wild man that we know, but on a daily basis, mm-hmm. he's just, Mike, you know, poetry does that.
Yeah.
Poetry did to me, it released something to me that that brought me to this part, to this point in life, you know, being a part mm-hmm. of Epiphany Radio. It's therapeutic. It's therapeutic. It's medicinal. It's healing. You know, it allows
that's
you to release, you know, things that are killing you, or hurting you.
Yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
it allows you to express happiness. You know,
mm-hmm.
Through that pen and its movements. You know, by letting what's corroding inside of you out. You know, poetry to me is medicinal. It's healing. It's powerful. And there's power within that, man. It's power.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well,
it gives you power. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I just wanted to take a second to give you a huge shout out for making this platform possible for all of the poets out here and watching and giving us a place to evolve and find our poetic voice and find our own power in poetry. So big shout out to you,
yes.
Dr. Larry Meta.
Well, thank you.
And also, I want to give a shout out to you for making everything possible, for being queen and giving us this
yes.
big window of opportunity to
mm-hmm.
express and manifest.
Well, thank you, man. The thing is, you guys resonate. You ooze that part of that power, that healing. You're in possession of that, and I felt that. Not only myself, mm-hmm. my brother, the station manager, Poetic, you know, you can feel that, and you add to what's here at Epiphany Radio. So it was written. Yeah. It was already written for you guys to be here. Most thanks to the Most High. All thanks to the Most High for you guys. You know, you give us a breath of new life. You know what I'm saying? That's what it's all about.
Thank you. We appreciate that. Definitely. Well, thank you so much for sharing your beautiful opinion tonight, and have you brought a piece of poetry to share with us? I know you brought something beautiful.
Yeah, you know, I stepped back because you guys had me thinking the power of poetry and what it's done for me. And so I reached back to a time where I was writing pieces that was therapeutic and helped me to release. So I have this piece titled Wondering.
Wondering.
I'd like to share with you guys.
All right. We would love to hear it when you're ready. The mic is yours, boss man.
Thank you. Thank you. Wondering. Looking back at a time like a child trying to walk but stumbling. Unstable foundation, lost my grip, unable to stand. Time and time again, I refused that hand, God's. Wanting nothing to do with it. Lack of faith and mostly ignorance. My will, my choice. I needed help, muted voice. I wouldn't ask for it. Wondering, looking back at a time like a child trying to walk but stumbling. Wondering if he turned his back on me like I turned mine away from him. Wondering if he knew my shame. God, I'm wondering if thoughts of these hurting, having these inept feelings, suicide risk cuttings, unequipped, mentally self-medicating substances, bottle of pills, unopened. So I opened it. I'm remembering it, and I'm wondering if, where would I be if he turned his back on me after I swallowed it? That wasn't enough, so crack, I smoked it. But he wasn't giving up. He had something to get me higher. Once again, felt his grip and was delivered from it. Wondering if it was his hands that moved me out of the way when that gun went off and the bullet missed. Wondering if his hands dissected it. Looking back at a time like a child trying to walk but stumbling, knowing full well, remembering, changing, growing, living, learning, loving, thanking God for that grip of his hands, for his son, the Holy Spirit, his anointing for poetry, for each and every spiritual gift, for a moon in the night that shines at night, for every sun that sets, for trials and tribulations, no regrets. I'm thanking God, but I know you're not finished yet, and I'm just reflecting, wondering if, for real.
Yes. Definitely love that piece. Oh, my gosh. It really tells about your evolution, and so beautifully done. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. That was well done.
Always appreciate it.
Well done. Woo. All right.
Always.
Thank you both.
Well, you know, boss man, I got something to say to you too, man. I hired somebody a while ago. They been calling out sick, so I had to get Steph from the Jets. And, you know, she's back there chilling. She know how to do everything. You know what I mean? I know how to pick them. You know?
So, yeah.
She's all about her business, but I'm on my own business. You know what I mean?
Hmm.
So,
yeah.
I couldn't get a hold of you to get confirmation, but I hand you the situation.
Hey, I'm proud of you, bro. I'm proud of you, bro. I'm sorry, man. I'm reflecting
I'm
on
sorry,
what
I accidentally
said.
Hit the mute button. I'm so sorry. I'm steady talking at
no,
it. Oh. Thank you.
What the world got going on, man?
Hey, man. Well, man, I got many projects that I'm working on right now. Thanks to Poetic, who gives me some time away that I can handle these things and step off some epiphany for a little bit. But I'm always here in the background, man, to support everybody else that has something going on. Other than that, you can catch me right there on the corner of Broad and Mifflin selling hot dogs, $3, $4, $2 for $0.50. Okay. Baby, baby.
$2 for $0.50. Baby, baby.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for rolling through. We appreciate the love.
Appreciate
we appreciate all the support.
Much love, y'all. Keep that vibe going. Keep the vibe
going.
Definitely
will. We will. Oh, wow. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic, y'all.
One love, one mic.
Yo, boss always comes through with something. You know,
yes,
like,
does. Let you know what table you're sitting at right there. Definitely powerful stuff. Powerful, powerful stuff.
Ooh.
All right.
Oh, all right,
King.
There's a fucking night going on right now. But you know what? Me and you we're gonna throw something together, you know what I mean? And then we're going to bring back some people and rock this thing out. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So,
all right. I'm here for it. Definitely.
I'm going to jump in
there. Is there
another
piece that you'd like to share?
Yeah, no doubt. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm always on deck. You know what I'm saying? You send that vibe and I keep it alive. I mean, so yeah.
All right. The mic is yours.
The short piece. The piece is titled XO. Let us begin. Where was the trouble? Started before me. Perhaps the interest wasn't around for now. Just let it be. Door might be open. I'm sparking the charge to ignite. Moving past the darkness, being honest within my life. Returning from a past where the path was switched around. Grabbed a nice piece of love and left my sound on your ground. How was the treatment on the greeting? With all eyes deep. Do you honor while believing what I stand for? Please. Here's a memo to your subconscious, verbalized to you. Figure out what to do while I proceed and continue. Been a minute since the last text. Whatever. It's next guest. The future doesn't rest. It's full motion. Nothing left. Dang.
Oh, I was about to say it that way. All right, now, with the fire tonight. I love that. Thank you.
Thank you, Queen. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. So,
I know you always see something faithful coming from your Royal Highness. And I, the King, do bow before Divine Majesty, Divine, your Royal Highness. So, let's hear what you got to say.
All right. Okay, I'm going to set this piece. It's called Orbit. Ingest. I guess our moment exists in orbit. The dance of patterned steps, preordained by fate. I wait with bated breath as change arrests our greet, as chance arranges our feet. I twirl in pirouette. It lets me kiss the space where you used to be. It's a dance as romantic as it is contrived. Another star shoots by, and we'll name that one next lifetime as we exist in orbit. Faces and trust encrusted in space dust, all trussed up in the lines formed by the stars we connected, forming a pattern we named Uhuru with as much freedom and control as the dance we dance in orbit. In your rhythm, in the patterns, worn in sand from the stance of your last chassez, I never imagined I'd be dancing this way. Eyes closed, head back, lost in the tailspin of your last whirlwind. Hands open, collecting moments like mementos, cradled in the arms of your star-like charm. You disarm my smile without warning as the universe keeps turning. I keep dancing, collecting roses in my teeth as we tango to a heartbeat that feels forever incomplete. And I keep dancing. Black holes open up like throats devouring souls, but I keep dancing. Meteorites collide, creating fireworks in the sky, and I keep dancing. Uncharted universes birth new stars, new moons, new chances, and we keep dancing. We keep dancing. We keep dancing. I'll keep dancing. I keep my eyes trained in time to the minutiae in every move you make, if that's what it takes to keep me dancing. In your time, in your steps, in your rhythm, in jest, I'll keep dancing where our moment exists, somewhere in orbit. And that's peace.
You know, I tell you, you like all 12 planets wrapped in one. You know what I'm saying? The universe.
Thank you.
Stars in the moon. You know what I'm saying? Even
thank
dancing
you.
Around that. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yes, yes. I appreciate that, King. Thank you so much.
Listen, we're going to talk about one day off air how you be dancing around on the orbit. everything
yeah.
that you I need to know your secret. I mean, it ain't for live on air. It's just for me and my ear. I mean,
oh yeah,
but,
definitely.
I
share
I
some of my private footage. You know, share the vibe. You know, I will.
You know, I'm
I got you.
That's why we the king.
Most definitely. Yeah, we're out here.
Yeah,
I love it.
I couldn't pick a better be along with me and stand side of me and be my ride or die. I mean, I got
aww,
my respect,
thank
brother.
You.
Word
I
up.
Love you too, King. Thank you. It's all love. I appreciate you too. Thank you.
I appreciate you. Look, let's not get all mushy on the air. You know?
Okay. Welcome back. You want to play some music or run it back and see if we can get any more pieces out of some of our great guests?
We're going to get back to this. We're going to get to this next call. And then we're going to go into the song, and then we're going to come along. All right? So let's
all
bring
right.
in this next call. All right.
Okay.
Caller, you're on the air. 646. What's good?
Good evening, y'all. How's everything going?
Oh,
J-Rob the Wise Son.
J-Rob the Wise Son.
Today's a great day. How are we going to make it out?
We are
doing wonderful.
Oh, well, hold on. Mm-hmm. Let me reiterate what I just said. We doing a good job up in here. You know what I'm saying? Because I said we making out good. I could be taken somewhere else. <when I'm...
laughs>
Oh, we doing good up in the palace, I mean.
That's what's up. That's what's
we are
up.
Definitely
what's
enjoying
up,
this East Coast
what's
weather
up?
For tonight.
Yeah, listen, this East Coast weather is really good right now. So anything that consistent with not snowing, I'm mm-hmm. so with it.
Oh yes, definitely. I'm over it. I'm over the winter. So tonight,
yeah, for real.
With J-Rob, tonight we are discussing the power of poetry. And as you've heard from some of the other Tiffany family and some of our other callers, it has been very informative and enlightening just how special poetry is and how powerful it is in each individual person's life. And I would love to hear the Wise Son's perspective tonight.
Well, I will say this, and I think I've said it a few times, that you never know who you're going to touch. You never know how your poetry is going to impact somebody. Everybody's got things going on during the course of their day. some people have horrible days, and for some reason they decide to call into one of these shows, and somebody's going to hear something to touch them differently, and it might just move them in a way that they weren't expecting. Or they'll hear something that heals a piece of whatever they're going through. And the poetry just has a way of making people feel welcome, or being the verses that they couldn't say themselves because they didn't know how to put the words together. And poetry just has a way of having a certain amount of impact. So when it doesn't matter how it's written, whether it's slam poetry, spoken word poetry, haikus or what have you, poetry just has a way of touching people. The evidence is these shows, and we do an epiphany. I know there have been different times in which people have felt certain ways, and we've touched a topic that leveled on what somebody was feeling that day. And they're like, wow, you really hit it on the head for what I was feeling. And they're really good with it. So we're more than just the CNN of the community. We touch people particularly in all kinds of ways. And people can say what they want to say. When they say words will never hurt me, words have power when executed properly.
Absolutely. Absolutely it does. That's true. Very well said. So knowing the answer from J. Rob the Wise Son would be prolific as always. Thank you so much for your interpretation. I loved it. Thank you.
Thank you, beloved. I appreciate you.
You're very welcome. So, did you bring a piece that you'd like to share with us tonight?
Oh, yeah. I have something. Oh, I can't come in here empty-handed because y'all hit too hard. So I'm not coming in here empty-handed.
I'm rubbing my hands together. I can't wait. When you're ready, the mic is yours.
That's humbling. Thank you. This piece is entitled, I Like It When. I like it when poetry moves mountains, that the wind is afraid of, when unsuspecting souls are trapped in the euphoria of spoken word, and then it begins. I like it when she takes my hand and holds my heart in her palms and keeps her promise not to hurt it, shatter it, or even abuse it, because she knows as long as she's holding it, nothing else and no one else could ever take care of it. I like it when I can drop my guard and just be me, pure and unmitigated, unapologetic, outstanding and vulnerable, without wanting to stop or having to fear, is she going to steal the other shoe? Is she going to let the other shoe drop? Is she just going to unlace the shoe before the shoe that proverbially is supposed to drop drops? Or can I trust her with what she's holding? I like it when Trinity kisses are a part of foreplay, when she lets me play in her hair, hold her hand, never demand that I'm the man that she needs all the time before I get a chance to prove to her that she was right ever since the first time that I captured her heart, just in the nick of time. Then she surrenders to me willingly and lovingly because her ecstasy is just for her, gifted to me. And I like it when all roads of romance point to us in the multiverse, because all roads not paved in gold will continuously lead back to the point of its origin, and that's her heart. And I like it when she's trusted me beyond anything or anyone else has ever delved into her. She drops her guard and allows for everlasting fulfillment to fill her inner sanctum, which is her sanctuary. And I like it when she sees all my potential and accepts my flaws. Still, she lets my slide within her sugar walls, because against the world, I can succeed in anything as long as she says, baby, I got you. Don't leave me. I like it when she says she's my queen, because that's not even an act. And what does he have to do? And everything that I say to her from that point forward has nothing but intellectual and emotional impact. And I like it when you like me again. So now let me see what you do with your pen, because I like what she writes about me again and again for the world to see. And she begins to tell me that every single line she writes is me being her poetry. I like it when there's no ending to that conversation and her pen never goes dry. And I like it when it's always about us. Poem.
You just take us through an experience. And I love your cadence. Your flow is just so beautiful. Oh, thank you so much. Woo! That was dope.
Thank you.
You said all roads not paved in gold will lead back to the point of its origin. Woo! You lay it down. Thank you. J-Rob, the wise son, everybody.
No doubt.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much. Well, J-Rob, would you like to let us know?
You're
very welcome. Would you like to let us know what you have going on in the Epiphany Radio universe?
Woo-wee. Let me tell you something. Thursday, ladies and gentlemen, and everyone within the sound of my voice, please understand. Thursday, 9 p.m., The Get Down, featuring your host, Anonymity, with your co-host, Poetic, and J. Rob, the Wise Son. And this week, I'm not even telling you what it is just yet. Just trust and believe this is not something you want to miss. Trust me when I tell you, come through. Bring your pen, bring your poetry, bring you. Don't miss this. This is Poetry Month. So just in celebration of Poetry Month, make your way to the Get Down Friday Eve, 9 p.m. Looking forward to it.
Most definitely. Thank you so much. And I will definitely be in the house. Well, maybe King can tell you what's going on in the King and Queen's quarters behind backstage. He did a little bit of hiring, and he's handling, you know, we had a little bit of toss-ups back there. So I'm leaving him. I'm yielding the space to the King.
Listen, I'm going to just take my seat in the corner of the bar, sit by myself, and do like I always do and just watch, and people watch.
Bro,
so somebody walks up to me and say, can I buy you a drink?
Nah, bro. A couple weeks ago, I hired Khadija. She's been out. She sent me a text and everything. But I have Steph from the project. I call her Steph from the set. You know what I mean? She's all over the place. She gets anything. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, me, personally, I tend to mind my business on that. So I let her do what she do. She's from Harlem. You know what I'm saying? So go back there and enjoy yourself. You know what I'm saying? Have a great time. I mean, it's all good.
You're a good person.
It's all good.
All that,
it's
stuff,
all good.
All that stuff they write about you in the bathroom, that's not true. You're a good person.
Yo, they might be in the bathroom talking about Lord Adderley. Not saying that. You know what I'm saying? Lord
Adderley.
Don't get a mistake.
No relation.
I mean, it might be a misspelling of the work. Of the name.
I'm just saying.
It's all good. It's all good. You know what I mean? I'm going to have to come back up to Harlem when I put a disclaimer out.
Come on, man. Stop playing. You know we need a brother up here. Stop playing, man. Just come through
right,
and visit your family and say what's up.
Dick Atterbury or Lord Atterbury? Which one? This is
whichever this. Whichever one crosses the George Washington Bridge first, I'm down.
It might be better for them. Lord might be riding shotgun.
Sound a little.
Yo, thank you, bro. Yo, you always dope with everything that you do, man. I appreciate you, man. I love you to death, man. And
absolutely.
You know, like I said, from the gate, from the door, from the moment the gate opened, man, you and Brother Poe, yo, y'all took me to another level. And I appreciate and love y'all guys. You know what I'm saying? Also, the brother, you know, family VIP. I mean, I wouldn't be here to this essence without y'all, God. You know what I mean? Like, and you want
that
me
is so
here.
True.
I appreciate and love y'all, man. You know,
I appreciate you as much, man. Trust and believe.
Yeah.
Well,
well
talk.
Well said. Beautiful.
Appreciate y'all. Well, let me get out of the way because I know y'all got other people out here. So let me slide to the left. Y'all do what y'all do. One love.
One night. One
to the two of you. Peace and blessings, y'all.
One love, one light. Peace and blessings.
Queen.
Let me tell you why I love him.
'Cause he is the truth. Said he is so real. And I love the way that he makes me feel. And if I am a reflection of him, then I must be fly. Because his light shines so bright, I would lie. I remember the very first day that I saw him. I found myself immediately intrigued by him. It's almost like I knew this man from another life. Like back then, maybe I was his husband, maybe he was my wife. And yeah, the things I don't like about him are fine with me. It's not hard for me to understand him, 'cause he's so much like me.
So much like
me. And it's truly my pleasure to share his company. And I know that it's God's gift to breathe the air he breathes. So it's the truth that he is so real. And I love the way that he makes me feel. And if I am a reflection of him, then I must be fly, because it's light, it shines so bright, I would lie. Look in the same man, it makes me so mad.
Do you know what he did?
Turn right around and kiss me so slow.
Girl, do you know what he did?
If he ever left me, I wouldn't even be sad. There's a blessing in every lesson, and I'm glad that I know him at all.
'Cause the truth,
and he is so real,
and I love the way
that he makes me feel.
And if I am a reflection of him,
then I must be fly, because the light, it shines so bright. No, I love the way he speaks. The way he thinks, I love the way that he treats his mama. I love that gap in between his teeth. I love him in every way that a woman can love a man, from personal to universal, but most of all it's unconditional.
You know what I'm talking about?
Ain't no substitute for the truth. Either it is or it isn't. You see the truth and needs no proof. Either it is or it isn't. And you know the truth by the way it feels.
And if I am a reflection of him,
then I must be fly. Because he is. Yes, he is. I wonder, does he know?
Good evening.
I met you, we were so young. You were a blessing, and there was no guessing. You were the one.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to Epiphany Radio's King and Queen's Quarters, a For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight we are talking about the power of poetry, and we have spoken to some of our favorite poets. La Perla Negra, Mojave, C Double, 34 Music, Miss VIP, Boss Man himself, J Rob, the Wise Son, I Am Not a Poet. Thank you all for coming through and sharing with us. King, what do you say we spin the block on whoever is hanging out with us tonight?
Yeah, we definitely want to spin the block. We definitely want to rock in it.
All right.
You know what? I'm gonna bring this next caller in. You know what I'm saying? And I know she's ready. She's like the battery, ever ready, powered by Duracell. So let me bring her right back in.
Hey, hey! I'm here.
All right. Thank you so much for hanging out with us tonight. So I heard you brought another piece for us to hear.
I do. I have something else. It's something I was tweaking and playing with. But it's cool.
I love those. Those are magic. Thank you. The mic is yours.
Thank you. This is called She, My Poetry. I fell in love with the world of poetry very young, but conditioned fear instilled left me with no voice to voice my passion and kept it suppressed until it was just lost. And she gave it back to me, she, my poetry. But sometimes I'm just in love with the pain, so I write poetry because it belongs to me. Because I'm flawed, but I can expose it through the flow of my ink, and she, poetry, thinks it's expressed beautifully. There isn't anything I can't show or tell or be through my poetry. This poetry is my soulmate, my heart's desire and fantasies, my true love, my anger, my thoughts, my mistakes, and my past, my dreams, my faults and all. All that I am rides through my ink to her, with her. She sees and receives and carries me. She, my poetry. Poetry for someone's story that can't or that's afraid to be told, for who can't be heard. Poetry is life. I write poetry because I've fought monsters in the dark and made friends with them at night. Now I read them bedtime stories when they hide under the bed. I write poetry because I've suffered at the hands of what wasn't my fault, what was never made right. I write poetry because the universe straightened my crown while explaining to me that I am royalty. I write poetry because my greatest love story dwells deep within my soul and is yet to be told. I love my poetry. To me and she, my poetry. Masterpiece.
You know what?
Okay.
I love that. It's like personifying an unconditional love for the poetry that is a part of you. So dope. So very dope. Thank you so much.
Thank
that was
you.
So dope. I love it.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Love Tyler. Yes. Thank you so much for that piece. We're gonna.
Hey, LaPearl, you know, just takes me back in the day. You know, I'll be nostalgic and shit, right? It'd be like yowza.
Okay.
Thank you again.
You're welcome.
Yo,
thank you.
Back. I mean, but. Yo, we love and appreciate you for everything that you bring forth on us. So, yeah.
Oh, I love y'all
do.
Too.
Absolutely. Thank you. All right. One love, one mic once more.
One love, one mic.
All right. We're going to bring in this next caller.
All right.
Whoever it is, 317. Let me open up the gate.
It's me, not a poet. I was already on here.
What's up?
Hello.
No.
Hello.
Hello, not a poet. How are you?
I'm fine.
You know, line's a little crossed up here. Welcome back. Thank you so much for tuning in with us tonight.
What's up?
Yeah, this is I'm Not a Poet. Spending the block with us tonight. You have another piece you'd like to share?
I do. I have another piece.
Okay, perfect. Perfect. The mic is yours.
Okay. It's called Hidden in This Poem. She moves erratically through the night. Moonlight catches her movements in the dark. Slows and steals in the dawn. I wonder, Does she see me sitting here in the corner? No, because I'm hidden in this poem. I am here with her in her room, by her side, watching, looking in her eyes, not knowing what or who she sees. Does she see me, or does she see some figure of her imagination, a mental hologram, playing with her thoughts? She starts to speak, calling out a name that doesn't belong to me. Can she see me? No, I'm hidden in this poem. I can hear her, muddy, confused, displayed in word salad. She asked me questions about my sister's kids while calling me my sister's name. I correct her, saying, I'm not Sean. She responds with, then who are you? She knows me, but she can't see me because I'm hidden in this poem. I pick out her clothes and help her get dressed. She needs to use the bathroom, so I help her get it done. She calls me by my niece's name, and I tell her, and she tells me how pretty I was as a baby, and I remind her that that's not my name and give her my name. She says, aren't you Sharon's daughter? And I say, no, Sharon is not my mother. She gets angry, and now I feel bad. You know, I never wanted to get her upset. I forgot she can't see me. It's not her fault I'm hidden in this poem. I comb her hair and brush her teeth. She likes me now. She thinks I'm her mother. I don't correct her. I let her be happy in her mother's company. I put her lotion on, then help her get comfortable. She watches the room and does not see me. I am here with her, but I am hidden in this poem. In peace.
Oh, my gosh. That was so beautiful. It almost reminds me of what we're dealing with Mom. Yes. It sounds almost like you're talking about someone that, oh, my mother-in-law, she has dementia, and it sounds a lot like.
Yeah, this is about my mom.
Well, yeah.
This is about my mom.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, it's so beautiful.
Mom had a stroke recently, and she's a completely different person. And sometimes she knows who I am, and sometimes she doesn't know who I am. So this was about her. But it was a writing prompt called I'm hidden in this poem. And it's just kind of the thing that I thought about when I thought about the phrase.
Yeah. So it's like you tuck yourself away in the poem so as not to feel the absence of
dismissal of it. Yeah. So
yeah. Oh, my gosh. I love your pieces so much. But that was so beautiful. So well done. Oh, my goodness.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
Thank you guys for giving me the opportunity to share.
Anytime. We're here every Monday, and we would love to hear from you at any time. Thank you so much, Not a Poet.
One love, one mic, you know what I'm saying? Peace,
one
love, poetry.
All right. Thanks.
We're going to bring in this next caller. We know about it. He brings it. Let's get
Uh-oh.
It.
VIP, welcome back to the mic.
Thank you. This piece doesn't have anything to do with poetry. It just is, okay?
Oh, I love
it. We love it.
Thank you. Yes, the mic is yours.
Thank you. I really like you, but I don't think I can be exquisite as other poets. They use words like, your eyes light up like the moon at night. Your smile is as bright as the sun as in day. I thought the little things were once mundane, too unimportant for me to do. It means everything to me now, hoping they mean as much to you. See, I want you to know I'm an open book, so take a dive in my mind. See what's there. It's not hard to do. If you feel like I do and really care, I'm sorry, if you feel like I do and really care, see, it's high school to have me chase you, keep calling you, writing our names in cursive, your name with a mister, my last name with yours and a missus. I won't wait for you to realize I'm the one, not out just for fun. If you hesitate, you'll negate all I feel for you. Do you notice when I see you, I look down? Because honestly, I try to trip and fall for you, like trying to avoid all the cracks on the sidewalk. When you speak to me, I'd rather you kiss me, because I swear I'm tongue-tied when we talk. Perhaps I made a mistake in liking you so much. I felt we connected. My heart immediately was affected of your easygoing ways, how spiritual you were, yet not religious. I'm just letting you know, if you want me and you're serious, I can wait. Above all else, I'm woman enough to be a friend if you don't feel the same. It's cool. I'm a realist, not a fool. But damn, I swear you put a beat on my heart so sweetly it would sting if you didn't feel the same. Not telling me from the start. Yet, I find myself at times writing your name. And that's that piece.
Come on. Ooh. I love that.
Oh.
Very well done.
Thank you so much.
Well done. I love that. Thank you.
Hey, Ms. B.I.B., can I step off the throne for a minute?
Okay.
Was that about me? No.
You know what? The king's been
so, the king is feeling real good tonight when I don't see it, so I'm like, you know, I tell you, like, you know, doing your sidekick, like, dope. You know what I mean? Like,
yes. Every time. I love it.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Steph.
You're more than welcome.
Tiffany,
all
family,
right.
All
one love, one mic. Yeah.
One love,
yeah.
one mic.
Okay.
Queen, you know how they say sometimes you say the best for last?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not even gonna say the name. I'm just gonna let the person in.
I'm making my book.
Yo, bro. Bro, what's good?
How you gonna get on board? No further.
Bro, you
think he might be away from his phone?
Might need that.
I don't know. He had his hand raised on that, so I don't know. Yo, bro, you here?
Yeah, I think he might have been away.
Oh.
I think he was away from his phone.
Oh, okay.
Let's try bringing in another caller. Who else do we have?
We have nobody but us. I mean, we in the royal palace. Do you have something else? Because I have something else.
Okay. I'd love to hear it. What do you have for us?
Hold on. Good luck.
All right. While you're taking that pause, I just want to remind everybody that at 11 o'clock, the Blog Talk Lady will be cutting everyone off. So if you would like to dial in and take the mic or to listen in, the number is 319-527-6300. That's 319-527-6300. And press 1 to be heard. All right, back to you, King.
All right. My brother, are you there? 803? You here? Oh, okay. Well, my brother's not here.
Bro, why are y'all opening my mic, bro? Let's start there.
You raised your hand, bro.
I did not. I promise you I did not. My phone been down, bro. My phone was down.
I'm not trying to tell you out there. I'm looking at the, you know what?
Now I know what Gwen C was talking about. Blog Talk just opened me up, but no, I am totally unprepared to spit.
Okay.
It's great to hear your voice. We're going to put you back. Thank you for it.
Hold on. I'll give y'all a quick piece. Roses are red, violets are blue. I'm out, and I love you. Peace.
We love you, too. Peace.
We love you, too. Good night. One love, good night. Oh, guys.
Well, Queen, I'm going to jump into the piece. Are you ready to jump into the piece after me?
Sure, I'd love to.
Here we go. This is a piece called Facts. Once I manifest the truth in the being, think inside, return to the sky lab and contact my spirit guide, resurrect what's protected, also blessed with a message. My writing hand expand, reaching a level of effort. Who is he? Could be a mystery moving through leaves, only returning with his yearning, nobody closing me. Only image I trust to discuss with plenty of trust, creating a real balance on a skid with Lady Luck. Steps taken to a range and out of range on its own. Composition notes open to a page of written poem. Title says, who am I? First four lines electrical. Next few are special until the last line catches. Definition of a purpose was expressed through emotion, words carefully chosen, fixing all that has been broken, capturing the essence of an untold identity. Seek, search, and find beautiful moments in a vicinity. Closure to an unexpected growth of true affection. Follow feelings of love, only the heart can give direction. The blessing given as a weapon against unhappiness. The confidence to use arrogance, hope, and willpower carrier. When she appeared and come near, I'm like, baby, over here. That time of feeling joy bring a drizzle of dearest tears. From out the shadow, me and her waiting on what's to occur. All things will be seen, wiped clean from the blur. King.
Oh, shit. Okay, now. Come through.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, that is an old shit moment because I manifest that in the universe. Baby, come over here.
Yes.
King is right here.
Absolutely.
I got you, baby. Come over here.
Sell him. Sell him like it is. I love it. Thank you, King. Great
come on,
stuff.
Get confident, but ah.
I see. On the throne. On the throne.
That's
yes.
On and off the throne. Now, Queen, what you got for us? I know you got something next.
All right. I'm going to close it out with a sexy little piece. It's called The Chant of Ruth. A kiss upon a forehead that lingers long and dramatic, like an African mother's tooth suck. Lashes that flutter close, resting bashfully like a butterfly upon a rosebud. Lips raised to a pout like a bee sting's violently affectionate kiss. Eyes full body brandy brown as deep as pools for a lover to drown in. Veins tendrils trace full form captivated my attention like ivy rose in the direction of someplace good. Salt and pepper mane framed his face like my hands tingle to, yearning to paint tantric symbols too bold for a good mother to utter. A kiss just above the nose, portal opening, four eyes closed, two eyes wide open, becoming one world, kinetic in its momentum. A kiss upon a butter kiss hip breaks the weak dam to a guarded, patient cerulean sea, primed and ready. Hershey kiss tip tits orbit her frame, high and tight like Saturn wears her rings. Hands, expansive, sandpaper calloused, thick-skinned, protective, always strong enough to hold up the world atlas, raising up a garden, sacred, raising up shared vibrations, light, raising my skin to goose flesh, raising my pulse, boiling my blood. And my resolve wilts in your hands like my skin seeps through your fingers. And I am a woman undone, only held in place by the dominion of your embrace. And then we let go, unfolding in a wholeness, big brain,
brilliant and abundant. Undress me from the skin, expansive. Paint me in purple stars, magic. Be belligerent in your physical expression. Show me the glory of what only closed eyes can see. A universal experience, divine in its magnificence. Touch and backbite, simultaneous deep dive, impaled to the hilt. Reminder, there is a paradise for pleasure that at times needs pain to fully be felt. Chocolate legs rest upon a shoulder, cocoa butter brawn, it's that Kush blood strong. He is Manalau's peak. I be Tamil, my seas deep, so we erupt in a symphonic, orgasmic release. Then I am Makita, queen of Sheba, and I glow, drenched from head to toe in the golden reward of us becoming, and we becoming, you hear me? She's called impatient. Balsam flower petals swollen to a pucker, overflowing with nectar, sticky and beguiling like hummingbird sirens. Then I awake in my own drowning pool, but there is no you, only liquid proof of what you were meant to do. The chant of Ruth on bended knee, grown over with callous and caution, and affirmations I chime. Someone is coming. Someone is coming. Someone is coming. Please let it be us next time. And that's that piece.
It's like that old school joint. Well, they be like, oh, Lord. That, yo, that was
thank
dope.
You.
And fresh. I'm going to have to go old school.
Thank
that was fresh to death.
Fresh to death,
you definitely, yeah, fresh to death. Like, you be laying that shit out. Like, you know.
Thank you.
That's all I can say is fresh to death. You know what I mean? Like,
I appreciate
well, it. Well, you know, to close it out, D.I.
Mm-hmm.
Body right here. Cut. I'm going to bring him right in.
Sure, baby, baby.
Baby, baby.
Hey, dope.
Welcome back,
boss
man.
Thank you for having me back. And those were some wonderful pieces I just heard from the both of you guys.
Thank you so much. All right. You come to bless the mic with another one of your great pieces.
Yes, love. So I present to you, the mind is a garden.
The mic is yours.
Thank you. You ever think of that special someone in the phone rings and it's them? Wow. She's got me on her mind. I can't believe it. Laughing out loud. I'm way up in there. Yes, I'm walking with my socks off, barefoot through her mind's garden, well manicured. Have you ever walked on fantasies? Hers are touching. Got me tippy-toeing, guiding me. I'm guided. Her love's like guiding me. Scene after scene leading me. Sensual visions. Lavender scents linger. Kaleidoscoping in vivid monotones, in tune and in pace with every deliberate and forward step that I take through the warmth of this place called her. Led by her, her desires, love, lust, ecstasy. See, she wants me to hurry up. I take my time through her, enjoying every minute infinitely inside of her, intimately, levitating as I traverse through her mind's garden. Her temperature warms me, the flames of her wantings flickering provocatively as this manhood, me, finds itself slowly stiffening. She's left me the breadcrumbs of her life's fullest desires. I track them. She wants me to follow them in her mind. We are connected. I just read her thoughts. And when I find her, all that's required is that I supply her my my forests and the loins of my trees, the veins that branch as its many splinterings. Wood is what she needs. She's a bonfire that must feed. The closer I reach to her campsite, the louder the sound of the crackling in those timbers, smoldering in anticipation of having our two souls joined in. She leads me. I follow the scent of her nature, her marshmallows roasting. She leads me. My limbs, she controls them, so I follow her signal. The feel of soft winds blowing, I'm in her, walking through the tenderness of her life's garden. I'm closer. I can feel her breathing erratically, her breath upon my skin, beneath my feet. Her thoughts feed me, and mine quenches hers. We're both thirsty inside of her. I can feel everything that she's thinking, every thought I'm feeling she's having, and they're rushing now on purpose, streaming her white waters rapidly, flooding her life story. She's been holding on, but now she's a dam that's bursting, and the waters of her love's lake have risen. She's coming. She's coming. With me inside of her, thoughts surfing with my socks off, barefoot through her life's garden. She's coming. She's a tsunami. Her thoughts feed me, and mine feed her. You ever think of somebody special and then the phone rings? She's walking through my mind's garden, feet well manicured, in my thoughts, beneath my feet. Her thoughts feed me as I walk through her mind's garden. For real.
Sheesh.
Oh,
my gosh.
Boss man, that was dope.
That was definitely
thank
dope.
You, thank you.
Love that.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
wow.
Thank you for coming back in. Appreciate
it. Hey, shout out real quick to my brother Poetic. I just want to say that was a real, very, very nasty piece that he delivered. Roses are red, violets are blue. That was real nasty. He's a nasty dude.
I think we caught him.
No, that's my brother.
Caught him with the window open.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, love you guys. Much
magical.
Love.
Much love. All right. One love, one mic. Have a good night.
One love, one mic, y'all.
All right. Well, King.
My queen. So, hey, be closing it out tonight. You know, we'll see everyone next Monday, King and Queen's Quarters. Stay tuned. Check in on Facebook for what it is and what it isn't. But also, check us out tomorrow night, Tuesday, the Poetry Corner, Queen Simmons, King Atterbury. Stay tuned.
Yes.
And see what we got going on. You know what I mean?
Right.
8 o'clock p.m. Eastern time for the producers.
Mm-hmm.
We out tonight. Have a blessed
and that's
night.
Let's not. Yeah. I just wanted to say before we get out of here, I just want to give a shout out to our whole Epiphany Radio family and all of our wonderful callers that called in and blessed tonight.
You really made us take a deep dive into the power of poetry and its impact on your lives in different ways, and I really appreciate y'all again. Shout out to CEO author Larry Modex, For Real the Poet, and Raw Links. Thank you guys so much. Catch us back here at 9 p.m. on the Epiphany Radio Network. King, it was a pleasure. It was a pleasure serving in the quarters with you tonight. Thank you so much for being a great co-host.
It was a pleasure serving in the Royal Palace alongside of you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, make me better.
Yes.
So,
I love it. Right. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody. Peace, love, and poetry.
Peace, love, and poetry.